Campaign 2012. At a private meeting today between Mitt Romney and New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, it comes just days after Bloomberg had two separate golf outings with Vice President Biden and Defense Secretary Panetta. Looks like the battle for Bloomberg's endorsement in the presidential race has gone into overdrive.
Joining us to talk about it, Michael Barbaro, correspondent with the New York Times. Thanks for being here, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Michael Bloomberg is a pretty prominent guy. Notably, you know, he switched parties a few years ago. But everybody would love Bloomberg, right? Because he's the independent voice.
Yeah, that's right. I think this burst of Bloomberg-palooza is really driven by a couple of interesting things. One is the fact that this man is really an emblem of Wall Street, both its symbol as, you know, as power, and also its coffers, its ability to raise a lot of money for candidates. So both of these candidates would love to have the imprimatur of his support, because it would mean that a lot of folks on Wall Street would give a strong look to the candidate. And also, he represents a certain kind of common sense, nonpartisan government that has risen above a lot of the really nasty back and forth of the last few years that says, you know, what's practical, what works. And I think that appeals to a lot of moderates, and that's where both candidates are going to be headed in the general election.
Well, who's been giving Bloomberg the most attention, the Obama team or the Romney team?
Well, so far, the White House has an edge, and that may be because they've been at this a little bit longer. It does appear, if you look at the last 3 or 4 years, just numerically, the White House has invited him to more things, including more golf outings. Obama himself had Mayor Bloomberg out to play golf in Martha's Vineyard in 2010, but nothing tops this sort of, you know, back-to-back round of golf with the Defense Secretary and the Vice President in the last couple of days. That's quite remarkable. It's a real show of enthusiasm and as well as endurance, because the mayor can play golf pretty much nonstop.
Is there any sense whom Bloomberg may endorse?
Not yet. I think that for a lot of reasons, including the attention, which Mayor Bloomberg, I'm sure, relishes, he's going to draw this out for a while. And it's worth knowing one thing. He did not endorse in the last election, and we got the strong sense, those of us who covered Mayor Bloomberg in New York, that he was leaning towards John McCain. He didn't say it, but it just felt that way. There's a longstanding relationship there. This time, I think he has not a strong enough relationship with either to make it personal. I think it's going to be pretty objective for him, a question of who he likes best on the merits.
All right, Michael, interesting stuff. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Michael Barbaro, he is correspondent with the New York Times.